and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be completing the book, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. So, Percy, Annabeth and Grover made their way out to the city, back from that jungle and definitely back from Auntie Em's Garden Emporium. And they took a train to a place that Annabeth really wanted to go. Grover was kind of getting mad at her because the summer solstice was literally in 8 days. And she wasn't wanting to go to the underworld. But I mean, who would want to? They were actually going to a monument. Something like, the Gate Archway. This might surprise you, just like how it surprised Percy, but when Annabeth grows up, she wants to become an architect. And she wants to see some cool monuments in the world, especially in England, like Tower Bridge, London Bridge, Big Ben. Okay, we're getting a little bit off topic, but yeah. And also, she thought that if she had went there, then maybe the gateway to the underworld was there. Obviously, that was just an excuse to go there to take away Grover's mind from getting really mad at her. But there actually was one really good reason to go there as well. Not only was it to make Annabeth happy, but it was really close to the ocean. And, well, I think I forgot to tell you something. When Percy was offered a quest, then he also had to listen to the prophecy. And the prophecy said that you shall go west and face the god who has stolen. You shall find what was stolen and see it safely returned. You shall be betrayed by one who calls you a friend. And you shall fail to save what matters most in the end. So now they were pretty much as west as they could be, because the Pacific Ocean literally starts at that point. Well, that's what it was in the book. So they were pretty sure that the entrance to the underworld, underground, the world of death basically, would be around here somewhere. And it might even be in the one place where mortals, muggles, witches and wizards will least expect it to be. But neither will most half-bloods except Percy, Annabeth and Grover. So they went to the Gateway Arch and it was a fun story from there. Grover was too scared to go up in the elevator because the Gateway Arch kind of had like an elevator which will take you up to the top, because he was kind of scared of heights. So Percy and Annabeth went alone. In the elevator, there was no one except a man who had like a briefcase. He seemed to be like a businessman, and a fat lady with a Chihuahua who is biting his leash. I mean, what dog does that except police trained sniffer dogs? I don't think they even bite the leash. I think they bite the intruder instead. So while they were going up, the Chihuahua started biting the leash as normal, and the lady said, "Oh, calm down, Sonny." That's right, Sonny. And Percy asked, "Is his name Sonny?" And the lady said, "No." And just after that, they were silent until they reached the top. I know it feels and sounds like it took a long time, but actually, believe it or not, it was really fast. It's just the conversation which might have sounded a little too long. So then once they reached the top, Annabeth was glaring over the top of the Gateway Arch, and they could barely see Grover. That's how tall it was. Then, Annabeth saw something else, which was pretty west. It was, okay, so you know how in Legoland, there's a bunch of, there's like a mountain, and then on that, the words Legoland are written. And you might probably also know that in Hollywood, there's the same thing there. She saw that, and she thought, why couldn't the entrance be there? I mean, it's even more west than the Gateway Arch. And I don't see an entrance to the World of Death over here. Unless Grover's standing on it. Whoa, that girl has a lot to say when she starts moving that mouth and tongue and teeth and saliva to form words. You get what I'm saying. So then they tried to start heading there, but the lift was taking a long time at the bottom. They were wondering if maybe Grover was stuck in the lift because, well, he might have panicked and pressed the buttons, which can cause that to happen. Annabeth and Percy were eager to get down now. Then the unexpected happened. The lady with the chihuahua, she said, calm down, Sunny, calm down now, calm down. And usually, like, saying calm down or something would usually make the dogs calm down. But the chihuahua, he wouldn't calm down. And Percy found it weird that Sunny wasn't the chihuahua's name, and yet she was saying Sunny, Sunny, as if that was her son. Then the dog grew really big. And the lift finally happened to come. Great job, lift. Why couldn't you come 5 minutes ago when the lady was not suspecting that Annabeth and Percy were half plus? Because that was a monster. Then the lady also became really big. And they started running after Percy. And then they noticed that Annabeth was running for the lift and yelling, Percy, come on. Then the lady tried snatching Annabeth away from the lift so she couldn't get down. But she was already inside. And then the beasts, the ginormous fat ladies, not the one from Harry Potter, her finger got stuck in the lift doors. Annabeth kept pressing close, close. And then the lift is something really unusual. Usually when something is stuck in the lift doors would open. But the lift doors kept squishing the monster's finger until she was forced to take it out. Then she turned her face to Percy, who was already being attacked by her dog, who was on the leash, which is why he was literally leaning over the edge So, then she just unattached the dog from the leash. I mean, who does that? It ran after Percy, and Percy was so scared that he literally fell off the edge of the Gateway Arch. He could have died. But luckily, he fell on the ground, which was really close to the water. And yeah, he said, after he was done, he said that I felt like my heart stopped beating. That's basically close to dying. But luckily, he got in the water really quick and then all of his wounds healed. Annabeth wasn't even down yet. I mean, how slow can a lift be? Elevator, whatever you want to call it. While Annabeth and Percy were both safely on the ground, Grover came running to them and yelled, what's wrong? What's wrong? I saw Percy fall down from the Gateway Archway and Annabeth wasn't anywhere in sight. I thought the monster up there had gotten her. Did you realize that I saw a monster? I didn't until I did. And then Annabeth wasn't there. I was freaking out. Percy was on the ground and then he had a lot to say, which both of them weren't even listening to. Then, after a while, the cops came. That's right, police in actual police cars. I mean, what else would they be driving? But yeah. And when they saw Percy, they were like, is that Percy Jackson? Annabeth and Grover couldn't go in the water, but Percy dived in. Well, Annabeth and Grover could go in the water, but like, they can't hold their breath for as long as they want, like Percy. Then the police and the news writer, news reporter, went to Annabeth and Grover and started asking them questions because they were talking with Percy. They were found with Percy Jackson, the world-known fugitive. Why was he a fugitive? Because, do you guys remember Percy's stepdad? Well, yeah. He's as much as a couch potato as we thought he was. Because he told those same news reporter and the police that Percy Jackson is probably the reason that Sally Jackson was murdered. Why did they assume Sally Jackson was murdered? Well, like muggles, mortals aren't as dumb as that. Like, they would notice if Sally Jackson wasn't there for how much? I mean, like 10 days, 2 weeks? Not seen by anyone, not sighted by anyone. They wouldn't know if she was dead or not. And when Percy Jackson seemed to be the only one with her, apart from Grover, who was with Percy Jackson. But no one knew about Grover. Like, Grover was not known by anyone. It's the same thing. But, like, no one cares about Grover. They all care about Percy. Not that type of care. They want the story from Percy. They want Percy Jackson. And they thought, and Percy's stepdad said that Percy was probably the reason that she was murdered. That's right. How could they even believe such a thing? How could his stepdad even say such a thing? How could everyone believe such a thing? Oh, I already said that. Anyways, well, Percy wasn't able to hear any of that, any of the talking there because, well, he was underwater. And also, he didn't really want to. But then there was a problem, a big one. When he gets out of the water, people will notice something. People will notice that he's not wet. That's unusual after being 3 minutes in water. But the solution is going to come to him soon. The police were still questioning Annabeth and Percy when a loud noise came from the Hollywood sign. Like, 3 firecrackers met each other and like connected like that. They would make a loud noise. So then all the police ran there and Annabeth said, Percy, you can get out of the water now. Percy got out, all right. The police was still eyeing him and I know. It was unusual that they didn't go and start questioning him. But, I mean, that noise was really loud. And it's not common for that to happen usually. So they left him alone. And, wait a minute. Percy's problem was still there, wasn't it? Well, guys, remember, Percy can choose. He doesn't always have to not be wet, but being wet sure would be annoying. But hey, at least he won't get arrested. Or, you know, people would know that half-bloods exist, who they are, and half-bloods will be run into extinction all because of one little choice mistake for Harry's self, for Percy's self-preservation. That is something that is strong Slytherin would do. So then Percy got out soaking wet. And Annabeth whispered to him, "How are you wet?" And Percy said, "I chose to be. I mean, it's better than..." You know what was going to happen. "Yeah," said Grover. Now they were hungry. So they went to a little snack place which was over there. But then they noticed that they had no money. Okay, maybe I forgot to tell you, but while they were at the top of that little, you know, the gateway archway, the fat lady, the big fat lady with the chihuahua, snatched Annabeth's bag from her, and in that were all their clothes, money, and even their toothbrushes. Which I have one question, if they're listening. Where did they get toothbrushes from Camp Half-Blood? Why do they need toothbrushes? And how and when are they going to brush their teeth? Anyways, all of the their money, clothes, toothbrushes, toothpaste was all gone. So they went to a place and then they understood that they can't buy anything. But they couldn't beg either. But Ares came along. Who's Ares, you might ask? He's the god of war. Oh, maybe not everyone asked that because I mentioned him a while ago. But many of you might not know. Ares is a god of war. And he offered to buy them cheeseburgers. Weird, I know. But they couldn't say no either. So he brought him some and them. And he said that he could give them a ride to that little thing up there. But it was quite far away. So they said no. That's right, they said no. And they only had 7 or 6 days before the summer solstice. They had to get to the underworld. And then they had to get to wherever the gods meet. Wherever the summer solstice happens. So they had to go quick, but they just missed an opportunity to. But when one path closes down, another one opens up. Well, like a few men who are like people who trap animals. I mean, like, who does that? That is very sad and definitely animal abuse. That should be illegal. Let's turn back to Percy Jackson. So they had a bunch of animals in cages in their like truck. And then they came out to get some food. Percy, Annabeth and Grover knew exactly where they were going. You know why? Because the truck literally had the words Hollywood written on it. I know it's a dumb decision because, I mean, no car, like no truck with caged animals in it goes to Hollywood. But hey, it was worth a shot. And I'm happy they did that. Because, yes, it was going to Hollywood, but they can't just run behind the truck. I mean, they already know the path. But they'd also get told off by somebody for running on the street. So they had to sneak in the truck and go that way. So that's what they did. And once they were finally at the statue, is it a statue? Okay. I'll say sign. Once they were finally at the sign, they got ready to go in. They searched everywhere for the entrance. And then they found that there were a bunch of rocks somewhere. So Annabeth, Percy and Grover tried to move all the rocks. And that made them find a lever. They pulled the lever, but it was way too hard to pull. So they all tried pulling it. And then all the rocks went rolling down the mountain. And this was the underworld. Well, the entrance to the underworld. Then in the underworld, they had to like pass a man named Charon. But then his spelling was C-H Sharon. And when Percy saw his name tag, he was like, your name is Sharon? And then Charon said, no, it's Charon. Say it with me, Charon. And then he said, what are you guys doing here? I mean, you guys are alive. You shouldn't be here. This place is only for the dead. And even if you are alive, why are you here? This is a place for the dead. Go out and enjoy your life in Hollywood. I don't even get paid for this. But luckily, they had snuck some money. And by money, I mean gold dashamramas from Ares's bag. They paid in that and said, this is your loan. And also, we are dead, said Annabeth. And she said, my friend here was shot by an arrow. He drank poisonous potion. And me? Well, Annabeth thought for quite a while for an idea which would, like, you know, make it look like she's not alive and she's dead. And she finally thought of one and said, about me, I was stuck in my house with a fire and I wanted to see what it feels like, so I walked in. Who would be dumb enough to do that? Well, he accepted the money and the excuses to think that they were dead. But he still believed that they all were alive because, well, it was kind of evident. So he let them in. But he also said, once you're in, you can never get out. That's not great. That's definitely not great. Why would that be great? So they continued their journey into the underworld. And they, like, saw these a lot of zones. Then they finally came to, like, the headquarters and all, where Hades was sitting on his throne. He said, Percy Jackson, you must be here for your mother. And then Percy said, how do you know that? But he said it in his head. And then Hades said, oh, I know, all right. It's evident. Why do people like using the word evident in Percy Jackson so much? So then Percy said, yes, I am here. But we also know that you have Zeus's lightning bolt. Give us back both of those. Then Hades said, what? Zeus's lightning bolt? Why would I have that? I never liked that thing. Then Annabeth thought, of course, why would we think it's Hades? Hades thought, huh? Well, now that you're here about that, you have it, don't you? Percy said, no, we don't. We're trying to find out who does. You do, don't you? Hades said, Zeus said that you have it. And if he doesn't find it with you until the summer solstice, you're gonna be here. So why don't I take the two of your friends, let you go, come back after the summer solstice once you're dead again, and you can also hand me over the lightning bolt right now. Percy said, what do you mean? I don't even have the lightning bolt. And then he said, well, then hand over your backpack. What have you got in there? Okay, so now you're wondering, wait, Percy had a backpack? Well, then if he did, his toothbrushes, his money, and his clothes wouldn't be lost. Well, everyone thought that Annabeth's bag was, like, it was impossible to get the things out of there. So no one could, like, steal them. But the idea wasn't foolproof. So the bag itself got stolen, but no one got what was in it. But hey, neither did Percy, Annabeth, and Grover. So there was nothing in the backpacks except the lightning bolt. Like, where did that come from? Harry said, "Ah, the lightning bolt. Perfect. Well, hand over your two friends and you can have your mother back." Percy thought about the prophecy. It said that you will be betrayed by one friend who calls you a friend. But he's not really a friend, or she. But then Annabeth and Grover said, "It's okay, Percy. Leave us. Go take your mother and save your father's reputation." Percy knew these two definitely wouldn't be the ones. They were the best friends that he could ever have. He thought. Then Zeus gave him back his mother. Well, in the backpack, he found a few other things. Like these really cool stones, which I don't remember the name of. But when you throw them on the ground, they break. And then they'll banish them to any one place that they yell the name of once they break. But he only had three. So that means he would have to leave his mother. But then something happened. Grover and Annabeth, Percy said, "Can I have a last moment with my friends?" Hades said, "Sure, go ahead." And they made a plan. So here was their plan. Percy would sneak there and take his backpack. By the way, Hades had already put his backpack back in. And then Annabeth and Grover would say, like, try to amuse him. And then Percy would say, "Well, go ahead, give me my mother, my friends will stay here." And he would hug them goodbye, like they're actually going. But then, obviously, one of them would have to stay. And Annabeth volunteered for it to be her. She said, "This was the best quest I've ever had. And I know Athena and Poseidon, like, don't get along, but we both surely do. And I hope you find another friend who does like me." Grover said, "No way. He won't last 2 days with you. I should be the one who goes. I don't really bring much to the team. You bring the wisdom and Percy brings the bravery." It was a tough decision for who left. But then Percy thought of it. He would pull whoever is going with him right at the end. So then Percy gets the lightning bolt, one of his friends, his mother, and, well, he keeps his life. Then, one last thing Percy thought was, what place are we going to yell? And then they all yelled at the same time, "Camp Half-Blood." So, it was decided. Let the heist begin. Percy sneaked over there, and in his brain, he was thinking who he would take. Obviously not Athena. Like Grover said, she brings the wisdom. But then he couldn't leave Grover either. Because, I mean, what's the team without Grover? But then the last choice he had was to leave his mother. And he thought that's what he should do. Because he might not have a mother, but he has a father who completely ignores him, but he doesn't need a mother if he has two best friends who are as good as her. Definitely not better though. So then it was decided. Percy sneaked the bag. It wasn't that big, so like Hades didn't notice it. Then he hugged his friends goodbye for them. Said, "Give me back my mother." He got his mother back, pulled his friends with him, took out the beads from his bag, and then Hades was like, "What are you doing? Your friends are supposed to stay with me." They both took one of the gems crashed it on the ground and said, "Camp Half-Blood." And Percy saw the last face that his mother made, and that was not a face with sadness. She was actually smiling, as if Percy did the right thing. And then, you won't believe it, the semester was over, obviously. So Percy wanted to go home, and he had completed his first quest, made Annabeth happy, and found a completely best friend. Two, actually. Then, at Camp Half-Blood, he almost died. That's right, almost died. That's because Luke, not Luke Skywalker, just the normal Luke and Percy Jackson, killed him almost. He got a scorpion whose bite was deadly every time, and he got it to bite Percy. Well, that fulfills the prophecy. He was betrayed by someone who called him a friend. Luke Castellan was not Percy's friend. Definitely not. But then he fainted slightly when the scorpion bit him, and he was woken up with lavender and honey, his favorite medicine, and obviously his favorite girl was feeding it to him. Favorite girl, not favorite woman, that would obviously be his mother. Not favorite person, that would not be Annabeth. No. His favorite girl was feeding him. She was his best friend after all. Well, one of his best friends. Grover was standing in the background. Then he leaned to a chair. And yes, the chair did fall down. Then, and no, this is not, I'm not talking about what happened in the first podcast that I made on Percy Jackson, but this actually happened again. And clumsy Grover. So then Percy went back home, and he knocked on the door to see Gabe over there with his poker buddies. I don't even know why he came home. But another familiar opened the door. It was his mother. Hades had actually sent her back because he thought that she was way too beautiful to kill. So he sent her back. Well, that's it for my first Percy Jackson book, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. I hope you will also read the Percy Jackson series. And actually, a new Percy Jackson series has come out, and it's named with all of the chapters in Percy Jackson. Like, I accidentally vaporized my maths algebra teacher, which you might remember as the first chapter if you've read the book, or you might relate to it as the first like part that I told you in my podcast. So it's a really fun series. I watched the first two episodes because only the first two episodes have been published by now. I hope you watch it because it's really fun, and it has new actors like Jacob Scabbell and many others. Thank you, listeners, for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and obviously you must have enjoyed the journey you've had with Percy. Thanks for listening, and bye.